From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The question of what kind of structure would best serve as a garage for the new Greene County Jail in Coxsackie was raised at a special session of the legislature's Public Safety Committee September 16th. The garage, as proposed, is a $1.3 million building equipped with full heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system and restrooms. In March, the legislature deadlocked on whether to remove the garage from the jail plans. The Public Safety Committee Monday voted to purchase a $190,000 building for the Highway Department equipment storage. Catskill Representative Matt Lavera said, and I quote, "I don't see why we can't have this type of garage at the jail. If they are truly looking for a storage garage and not a training room or more office space, this would satisfy that need," end quote. He pointed out that the county already has a training room at the jail facility and another at the Emergency Services Building in Cairo, making any additional space redundant. Legislature Chairperson Patrick Linger said the two buildings would be used differently. He said, and I quote, "There is no concrete floor in the Morton building. They are two completely different buildings," end quote. According to Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley, the jail's garage will be used by his office for the storage of boats, all-terrain vehicles, SWAT team trucks, and the canine unit. Linger put off further discussion about the garage until the next regular Public Safety Committee meeting October 2nd. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM. Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties has given the City of Hudson $4,000 to establish and maintain crosswalks. This award is part of a larger initiative to create streets for all types of travel, including motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Hudson Third Ward Supervisor Michael Chimides helped coordinate the grant. Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties is partially funded by Columbia County, and this specific award was made through the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities Grant Program. It will cover the cost of crosswalk materials or for maintenance of existing crosswalks. Crosswalks, or more accurately, the lack thereof, was recently a hot topic in Hudson. In 2018, four vigilante street painters were charged with making graffiti and other violations of the city code after they painted a crosswalk at the intersection of 3rd and Columbia Streets after declaring the intersection to be dangerous. Read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting a study by TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit, has ranked Hudson's Ferry Street Bridge as the structurally worst bridge in the Hudson Valley. The span, located in Hudson's First Ward, is currently closed to traffic. The other Columbia County location to make the worst bridges list was the Route 23 bridge over the Taconic State Parkway in Claverick. That structure was ranked 11th on the list of 25. Of those 25, 9 are located in Westchester County, 5 are in Orange County, 3 are in each Putnam and Ulster counties, and 2 are in each Rockland and Columbia counties, and 1 is located in Dutchess County. The Federal Highway Administration estimates it will cost $3.6 billion to replace or rehabilitate all of the structurally deficient bridges in New York State. The lack of sufficient funding has been an ongoing issue statewide for years, and TRIP Organization Associate Director of Research and Communications, Carolyn Kelly, said without the necessary resources, conditions will only get worse. Of the Hudson Valley bridges studied, 64% were rated in fair condition, meaning the bridge's structural elements are sound, but some minor deterioration has occurred. The remaining 23% were rated in good condition. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Opposition in New York to a policy that would allow undocumented residents to apply for driver's licenses has declined in the past 6 months, according to a new Siena Research Institute poll. Overall approval for the policy is now 50%. Among Democrats, support has increased to 61%. Advocates of the policy argue that it becomes more popular the more people learn about it, its potential for safer roads, increased government revenues, and cheaper insurance. Opponents argue it represents a safety threat and is unconstitutional. The poll was conducted between September 8th and 12th. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.